I suppose it is, if that's important to you. What's your question now?
Well, I was wondering if you could possibly explain my wild fascination for hairy-chested men.
Yes, you're a normal, lusty female.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. And my second question is, do you like younger women?
Younger women?
Yeah.
Younger women. Well, I don't know how you categorize that. If you mean teenagers and sub-teenagers, no.
Well, no, it's about 21 or so, right?
No. No. No, I don't know. I don't, as a matter of fact. They have to be like 20... now, this is just a generalization. Between 28 and about 40.
That old?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Yeah, anything younger than that, you know, seemingly just giggles a whole lot and wants to talk about Annette Funicello stuff, and I don't understand that.
I don't want to talk about Annette Funicello.
Well, then you can act as if you're 28 and stand by.
Okay, then.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bill Dahl is telling all America about the wonders of lightly smoked, hand-packed sardines from Norway and of the great convenience of sardines from Norway during the summer as a quick snack on bread, crackers, and salads. We said not too many people will understand Norwegian, Nils, and he said it didn't matter, he just wanted to get on American radio. Nils says that's an old Norwegian sardine joke, and he hopes you laugh, too.
I love those commercials. It's 17 minutes past 11 o'clock. Let's get back here to Ask Bernard.
What do you want to ask Bernard? Hello? Yes?
What would Bernard ask a girl if she was very sensuous?
If she was very sensuous?
Yes.
It would not be a question. It would be an order. Your question, please.
Can you tell me something about myself?
Yes, you're very young. Not your fault. You'll soon grow up. Your question, please.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay.
Hey, do you know what Polaroid's got now? The first color picture in a minute that costs about the same as color pictures you wait days for. And you know how they did it? They made the picture a little smaller, and they made a new camera for it. This camera's under $35, and it's called the Polaroid Square Shooter Land Camera. They call it that because the pictures are square. Now, the pictures are strictly color. The film is the same as our regular film, but a little smaller. And the cost, check the list prices. It's just about the same as the color shots you have developed at the film factory. What do you know? Something's cheaper.
Something is cheaper. Yes, you're going to like that. Where did I... Oh, I already took the refectory, didn't I? Okay. Yes, your question, please.
Okay, can you hold on for just a second?
Sure.
Thank you.
All right. Your question, please.
Dan?
Yes?
I was just telling them calling. And
the entire city. I've never been called by an entire city before. That's fantastic.
And I've been listening to your program for so long, and I really enjoy you.
Thank you.
And a couple days ago, my elderly brother called you, and you didn't answer him. And so maybe I thought maybe you could answer me.
How old is your elderly brother?
19.
I see. What was his question?
He asked you, why are there stars in the sky? Remember that?
No.
And you said, that sounds like a question a 9-year-old would ask.
That wasn't far off.
But I know the answer. Do you want to know it?
Why are there stars in the sky?
Huh?
What's your answer?
Because there's people fishing in the lake.
Why did I even ask? Thank you.
Well, Bernard, you've done it again.
I certainly have. Your question, please.
Yes.
I can hardly wait until September. You don't know. Yes.
I wondered if Bernard could tell me where one could find... horseradish roots.
In a horseradish root store.
I want to find one.
What? They're everywhere. You can't go up any street in San Francisco without finding a horseradish root store.
To buy?
Huh?
To buy?
Sure.
I need them.
8 out of 10 blocks in the city have one, at least one horseradish root store. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Your question, please?
Yes, I have a three-part.
You have a three-part question? Part one. Then please.
Okay. Part one, where and how did the prefix tele, as in telephone, television, telegraphy, etc., originate?
Yes, that was, the original inventor of the tele was Robert A. Telefunken, who was a German who lived in Frankfurt, Germany, from 1883 to 1886. He only lived 3 years. He was a genius, however, burned himself out in a very short time. And people kept referring to him as, and his devices and inventions as products of the telly.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in order to participate in your summer program, part two, do you require all your untrained animals, that is those that cannot communicate with you on your level, to address you as sir?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. Either that or an attitude or voice of respect.
Well, I agree with you.
Yes.
Part three, would you consider a summer replacement for Ask Bernard?
I certainly would. The only summer replacement I would consider would be Jackie Avery and her two little sisters.
Oh, then how about an Italian inflection and call by calling your show Tella the Answer?
Tella the Answer.
Right.
I liked that.
I do, too.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Your question, please.
Dan, we recently returned from Oregon, and we saw...
Wise move.
We saw a lot of lumber mills up there. Can you tell us how many are in Oregon?
How many lumber mills?
Yes.
Yes, there are 16,244.
244, okay.
16,244. Right.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Your question, please.
What was George Washington's middle name?
Max. Your question, please.
Could you describe the sensation of applying full flaps to a Cessna 182 at about 140 knots?
Yes, it's the same feeling as stepping off a cliff while talking to a lady, and then suddenly realizing you've taken one step too many.
With special guest star and the world's most famous dog, Snoopy, together for the first time, the lovely Star of Ice, the lovable character from Peanuts, in the greatest show of them all.
The best in full family entertainment with Peggy Fleming and Snoopy. It opens July 6th at the Oakland Coliseum. This is the show to see, so get your tickets now. Would you hold on, please?
Yes.
All right. Yes, and your question, please.
What am I doing here?
That is the question you should ask your male nurse. He's just over your left shoulder. Your question, please.
Could you give me a moo?
A moo? Of course. Your question, please?
What is an Albert Morch?
An Albert Morch. Albert Morch, or AM, was first signified as amplitude modulation, later into a gossip columnist who reports the doings of people who are bored to death.
I think he is, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Your question, please. Poor Albert Morch. He really has to go to... You're interrupting an adult. Poor Albert Morch has to go to all those parties, and his hair gets longer and longer, and he gets shorter and shorter. Too bad. Your question, please.
Is Saturday Morning Confusion available in a record store?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, that's the kind of youngster I like. Simple, direct question, enunciated perfectly, and a very courteous thank you at the end. Very good. Applause for their, for that youngster's parents. Yes?
Yes, I've got a question. I'd like to know if you could tell me on which recording label Bobby Stevens and the Checkmates record.
Bobby Stevens and the Checkmates?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the garbage label.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Your question, please.
Yes, do you eat carrots?
Do I eat carrots?
Yes.
I do eat carrots.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. They're walking around there. Nobody guarding them.
Here comes Scandalous John. He can howl like a coyote and ride like the wind, but he can't survive in the new chrome-plated West. Land grabbers are coming to pave the prairies, but Scandalous John is ready for them. See Scandalous John, a different motion picture from Walt Disney Productions. Scored by Rod McEwen, rated G.
The best in full entertainment. Oh, I already said that. Scandalous John opens Friday at the United Artists Cinema Stonestown, Stonestown Shopping Center, and July 9th at the Town and Country in San Jose. How old are you, please?
Six.
Six?
Yeah.
Let me speak to your mother.
Mommy!
Yeah.
I want to talk to you.
Darn right I do. I'm going to straighten this out once and for all. 25 past 11. Hello?
Hello?
No. How old are you, please?
Six.
Yes. Let me speak to your mother, please.
Hello?
Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Do you know that your six-year-old... Where do you live?
Visitation Valley.
Mm-hmm. Do you know that your six-year-old just dialed a radio station?
Yes, I do.
With your full knowledge?
Yes. She wanted to ask you a question.
She did?
Yes.
Yes.
Won't you accept a question from her?
Well, you didn't prompt this question then.
No.
She just wanted to do this on her own.
Right.
That is an entirely different story.
Okay.
All right, put her right back on the phone. What's her name?
Hello?
What's your name?
Lori.
All right, Lori, what's your question?
Who made the first city?
Who made the first city?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Put your mother back on the phone.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Did you hear the question?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Has she asked you that question before?
No, she hasn't.
How would you answer that question?
I don't know. I'd have to think about it a while.
When your child says, who made the first city, you know. Do you explain to her that a question cannot be structured along those lines?
Well, she's that never asked that type of question before.
See, well, you have to get at why she's asking that kind of question.
Well, I'll have to talk to her after.
Put her back on the phone.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello?
Why do you want to know the answer to that question?
Because I think it's stupid.
I think it's stupid, too. Hello?
Hello?
Let me speak to your mother, please.
Yes.
Did you hear that?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I don't think she gave the question much thought.
Well, No, but that's all right. See, youngsters don't have to. They should question everything.
I see.
But it's the adult's responsibility to say, why are you asking that question if they're asking a question you think is stupid?
Okay.
Well, most adults just go along and say, well, the answer to that is, rather than saying, you know what, that's a stupid question.
Right.
An intelligent one would be, not who made the first city, but what was the first known city in the world? And then get into some information. Instead of going down to their level, why don't you bring them up to yours?
Oh, I see.
Right?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Your question, please.
Why can't Bernard wait until September? Why not August?
I think I'm going to wait until December. Your question, please.
I have a two-part question.
No good.
This is the time when blazing summer heat accompanies you on every auto trip, along with dust and dirt, humidity, and exhaust odors. This is the time, the right time, to have Sears Auto Air Conditioning installed in your car. The performance of factory air conditioning, but with Sears Economy. Sears Auto Air Conditioning, comparable to the features, styles, and performance of factory air, but at Sears prices.
Now then, there was a tag on that, wasn't there? Okay. This week, save over $42 on air conditioners. They're on sale for as low as $177.88 plus installation at all Sears Automotive Centers. What's your question, please?
How much does he average?
I'm not going to go on with this. Your question, please.
I had a question for Dr. IQ. But
Dr. IQ, yes.
Since you seem to have supplanted him in the hearts and minds of men, I wonder, do you wear a hat with a tassel on the right or left?
I do wear a hat, as a matter of fact. The tassel is neither right nor left, but dead center, which indicates a tassel hang-up.
Do you have a tassel
or
fetish? A tassel fetish.
Tassel fetish, as a matter of fact, I think was the first talking motion picture I saw.
With Tom Mix?
Tom Mix and his Ralston straight shooters, and that unusual scene that he and Tony were engaged in under the waterfall.
They were square shooters.
They were square shooters, and shooting with a square bullet really hurt a lot.
I know. It depends on where you get them. And Jane Withers was not in that picture.
Jane Withers was in that picture, as a matter of fact. Jane Withers played the horse.
Well, where can I join the Guy Kibbe fan club?
The Guy Kibbe fan club has been reformed on the shores of Veronica Lake.
I see, with Turin Bay nearby?
Yes, Turin Bay was not only nearby, but he had the tablecloth under which Paulette Goddard was writing a scenario.
Or he was a near bay.
He was a near bay, and Near Bay was the title of a motion picture that was recorded in Half Moon Bay only a little more than 2.5 bays or moons ago.
With Barbara Payton.
Barbara Payton Place.
That's right.
What?
Yes, Peyton Place.
Yes.
Say, could we sit around and talk about Annette Funicello?
A lot of Mouseketeers are doing that, especially.
Do you think it's a Mickey Mouse thing to do?
I do not think it's a Mickey Mouse thing to do. However, I think all those films should be sent to Pluto.
Hi, this is Dave McElhattan. Right now, I'm in Alpha Beta's Market in Hollister, and I'm talking with Mrs.
Richie Gutierrez.
Mrs. Gutierrez, you have a big smile on your face. That's because you have a new baby.
Yes, I do.
What did you have?
I had a baby boy.
Do you get the baby food here at Alpha Beta?
Yes, I do. And it's real cheap right here, so I get a lot of it at a time.
How about the other things in the store?
Oh, well, they're a lot cheaper. If you go anyplace else, they are a little bit higher, but right here it's better. I like it here better. The people are friendly. The clerks are. And I just like it here.
I gather that you like it here.
Yes, I do.
You seem so enthusiastic. Do you work here? You almost sound like you're in
the only store I come to. This is the only store. This is the main store. I come and get all my stuff here.
What drew you to Alpha Beta to begin with?
The prices and a great selection of foods and all that. So I just come here and do my one stop and I'm ready to go home.
That sounds pretty convenient.
Oh, it does. It is.
Why don't you take Mrs. Richard Gutierrez's hint and shop Total Discount Alpha Beta?
Yeah. It's 11:31, and this is KSFO, the world's greatest radio station, especially in San Francisco. Bernard, more or less, returns tomorrow after the news at 11 o'clock. Bossa Nova version of What's New with Bobby Hackett, Haggard, and it's 26 minutes before 12 noon. Let's see, what do I got here? I have a note from Aaron Edwards that says, hey, I'm involved in this every year. Can you talk about it? You bet, Aaron. It's the 6th annual United States Pillow Fighting Championships. They're going to be, yes, the Pillow Fighting Championships. They're going to be staged as a part of the 4th of July celebration in the village of Kenwood, 50 miles north of San Francisco in the wine country. 40 boys and 40 girls, including the entries from England and Scotland, are going to compete. And here's what they do. They get a greased pipe. It's laid across the creek running right through Kenwood Park. And the creek bed has been soaked for a week by the volunteer fire department, so the contestants drop into 2 feet of ooze. Combatants sit astride the slippery pole and whack at their opponents with a pillow. The champ will be determined as he or she bombs off all comers during the day-long contest. The fire department will supply a shower to wash the mud off contestants. The Pillow Fighting Championships. That's the 4th of July weekend in the village of Kenwood, 50 miles north of San Francisco.
Columbus Savings and Loan Association presents Glenn Yarbrough.
La, 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 la. La, 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 with 20 pennies, with 20 pennies, with 20 pennies, I bought a pava.
It takes more than 20 pennies to get a good pava these days, but that's inflation for you. Pava, incidentally, means turkey in Venezuela. The song continues to tell how the pava has a pavito, or baby turkey. So the author concludes that he made a good deal. And when you invest, make it a sure thing. You can at Columbus Savings, where you get the highest interest on your insured account. Discover, as I did, Columbus Savings shows more interest in you and in the money you invest.
looking to find a heart are aching and tears will fall as you recall the moon in all its splendor, your kiss so very tender, the words will you surrender to me, Marie.
Well, Scenic Lights album, he's trying to get in on the wave of nostalgia that's sweeping the country. And so what he did was to take the charts of some of the best recordings ever made by any of the big bands and put them all on one great big album. It's pretty good, too. Hank Schramm reports between Point Reyes and the Farallon Islands up to 20 big fish. 20 of those mothers are in the box, and they weigh about 40 pounds.
That in the 1850s, Tahoe land sold for $1.75 an acre, and even then, people thought the price was outrageous. Over the years, prices have soared upward, and little wonder. Almost nowhere in the world can you find such a combination of summer sports and winter sports in one such beautiful spot. Every year, the demand is higher, but the available land is shrinking because of restrictions. This weekend, stop in to see what may be one of the last Tahoe areas to be approved for building. Kingswood West, 1/2 mile north on Highway 267. Utilities are in or going in this summer underground. You could be in your Tahoe vacation home in time for skiing this winter. See Kingswood West this weekend. Prices as low as $6,500 plus improvement bond. Drive 1/2 mile north of Kings Beach on Highway 267 or telephone 523-9212 collect in Alameda. That's 523-9212.
That's true. There are lots of things going on over this 4th of July. I'm going to spend the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, up in Tamales Bay at the Cinnadon Ranch up there. There is, we have a lot of tents that we put up. We're going to have what we call a lifestyler convention. People like me, who never shot any dope or drank or, you know, did anything, but just like living the Cinnadon lifestyle, we're going to be up there in convention, play a bunch of Cinnadon games and get to hang out and meet one another. From all the Cinnadon facilities all over the country, and there are lots of them, expecting a couple of hundred people. There's also an air show planned for the 4th and 5th of July at the Marin County Airport at Noss Field in Novato. An old friend of mine, Wally Cox, is going to emcee it. Wally Clark. Today through Saturday, July 3rd, you can shop and save during the huge, big 4th of July sale at all five Capwell stores. That's Oakland, Walnut Creek, El Cerrito, Hayward, and Fremont. And here's your chance to buy top quality at rock-bottom prices. For example, you can pick up a boy's crew neck short-sleeve cotton knit shirt in rich stripes, sizes 8 to 18 for $2.29. Usually, boy's shirts, selling for $3, are on sale for $2.29 or 2 for $4.40. What else? Capwell sale price is $13.99 on twin or full-size quilted bedspreads. women's luxurious nylon gowns in pretty pastels. They usually sell at $5 to $6. The sale price is $3.99. All this and more in the free 4th of July sale at all five Capwell stores. See them. Signs of the record. It's 11:45. This is KSFO in San Francisco, the world's greatest radio station. If you didn't hear this before, Hank Stramman reported 20 of those mothers are in the box, weighing up to 40 pounds. The salmon season is wide open.
Here is your one-minute gorilla training lesson for today. The average 600-pound male gorilla carries most of his weight and strength in his arms, chest, and shoulders. The gorilla can twist a truck tire into a figure eight. Do not permit the gorilla to hug you, even though he likes you. The first trick to teach him is put me down. This is best taught while the gorilla is holding you at arm's length. Repeat the command, put me down, slowly, over and over again. Some gorillas learn this trick immediately and will put you down 20 yards from where they're standing. Then for your next trick, crawl home and pour yourself an ice-cold glass of mug old-fashioned root beer. The one root beer with true draft taste. They make it the way they used to. Mug root beer is the ideal drink for gorilla trainers and former gorilla trainers. Mug old-fashioned root beer. You haven't tasted root beer like this in years.
Gorilla trainers, eh? All right, see if I can find the gorilla lady. Bev?
Yes, Terry McGovern.
What?
Is this Terry McGovern?
No, it isn't.
Well, are you connected with him? This is a radio station.
This is a radio station. This is the world's greatest radio station, especially in San Francisco.
Well, thank you. I called in the other evening about a lost dog.
Yes?
And I wanted to thank Terry for putting me on the air.
Well, you can call him at 4 o'clock. That's when he comes to work.
4 o'clock?
Yes.
All right. Now, I wanted to ask another question. Maybe you can answer me. I recovered the dog yesterday. Well, they recovered at 11:30.
I knew we'd be talking about animals somehow in this quarter. Yes, go ahead.
The thing that happened, though, is that I'm not on the air now, am I?
Yes.
Oh, dear, I wanted to talk to you confidentially.
Oh, then please call back in 20 minutes.
All right, fine.
Bye.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to ask you a question. Is Mr. Scott Beach black?
Is Scott Beach black?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's not.
Oh, well, someone had seen a picture and told me, and I had rather enjoyed listening, and I was just curious to see whether he was or not. Anyhow, I just want to thank you very, very much for your wonderful, wonderful program.
Well, thank you.
I just love it.
So do I.
I don't blame you.
I like it better after September, though.
Oh,
and before June.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Anyhow, thank you again.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bev?
Hi, Dan, old buddy.
Fred the dog.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, Fred, and I really miss talking to you.
Really?
Sure.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, out at the PAL game, there were a whole bunch of people who asked me where was Fred the dog.
I couldn't get out there.
Oh, you couldn't, huh?
No.
Because Herb, your owner, played first base, you know, for Reno's VIPs.
Yeah, he left without me.
He did.
Yeah.
That was a rotten trick.
That was awful.
It certainly was. Fred, I've really missed talking to you.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Where are you calling from your couch?
No, Golden Gate Park.
Oh, you've got that little phone next hooked up to the fire hydrant, haven't
yeah.
you? Yeah. Does anybody say anything when they see you, you know, sitting there? Or standing there with your elbow crooked on the fire hydrant, wearing your sunglasses and your little beret, phoning me?
No, they give me funny looks.
They do give you funny
especially
looks.
Especially those people who go by in their cars, you know, from Ohio. They look pretty weird.
I haven't talked to you now in a couple of weeks. Bring me up to date on your life.
It's been pretty good. I hitchhiked to Tahoe once with the little woman.
Oh, the little... That's right. I forgot you were married.
She's female.
Uh-huh.
And we've been having all kinds of fun.
I bet you have.
What's driving me crazy today, though, is the kids are running all over, grabbing me and everything in the park here. I gotta run from them.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the way it is with kids and dogs.
Yeah.
When they toss, you know, those rubber balls and things for you, do you play the old, you hide them in the woods trick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best.
Fred, I'm glad to hear from you again. Please call again soon.
Why, sure will, Dan.
Goodbye.
We'll see you later.
All right.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Aren't you glad you used Dial picks you up and takes you to where
Aren't you glad you used Dial soap? Don't you wish everybody did?
In this scene, the genie is back in the bottle. The east side of New York, Hester Street. In the back of an old Jewish candy store. The old man is cleaning up the store. And Shane wird der Levone, lechtig wird er stehen, von Himmelamitone, hast du mit sie geschickt. Mein Glück. You may never saw this bottle before. As bright as a cockroach in that thing, though. Bell Bell's not in the bottle.
Who are you?
I am the genie.
You come from this neighborhood.
Now, old man, you've let me out of my glass prison that Sabuan prison be in. Oh, wondrous old man, a wondrous wish, and it's yours. Quickly, give me a wish, old man.
Now, I wish I had some income property.
It's yours.
And the room filled up with 15 beautiful girls.
Old man, another wish.
Well, I'd like to go to Atlantic City.
Go!
Who'll take care of the store?
I will.
You can take care of the store.
I'm the genie. I can do anything.
All right, I'll go. But don't give no credit to the Schwartz. He goes. The genie takes wonderful care of the store. He brings in the milk and the rolls and the bananas and the guess what's and the Mary Janes and the whole of it. And the old people start to file in the morning. They look up. Versailles.
He went to Atlantic City.
You're taking care of the store?
Yes.
You can take care of a candy store.
I'm the genie. I can do anything.
All right, make me a malted. You're a malted.
That's where that joke originated, and that was Lenny Bruce. That was one of his... that was the first album he ever recorded, as a matter of fact, for Sal's Ants here in San Francisco. That was recorded on Fantasy Records. Kraft brings you another famous flavor, Country Fresh, now in parquet margarine. If you like the good flavors that Kraft brings you now, like Miracle Whip salad dressing and Philadelphia brand cream cheese, wait until you taste parquet margarine in either stick or tub. Parquet margarine in either stick or tub. It is just delicious. Whether you try the parquet margarine in stick or in tub, you'll find it has new Country Fresh flavor. Does it sound like I'm vamping already?
Parquet tastes better than it ever did.
That's what 127 out of 244 housewives say about parquet margarine in stick or tub. It has Country Fresh flavor, and you will love it. It's 8 minutes before noon. This is one of the best records I think I have ever heard. It isn't new. The album is almost 2 years old now. It was released by Brian Auger and the Trinity, and you'll find it on Atco Records. This is the Beatles tune, A Day in the Life. Where are you, Bev? Thank you. That's Brian Auger in the Trinity. It's 3 minutes before 12 o'clock noon. I want to talk here about Schilling for just a minute. Schilling flavor makes all the difference in the world. How many people know that? Well, there should be more than that. You have 1,013 chances to win in the Schilling Spice Steaks contest. Really? Oh, yes. The first prize is an incredible 14-day trip for two to the Orient via BOAC, Britain's famous overseas airline, including a tour of the Orient via Cathay Pacific Airways, or CPA, as we say. Say, CPA. Your trip includes transportation to and from your home airport and $500 in spending money. The second prize is an 11-day cruise to Mexico on the Princess Italia. That includes air transportation to and from your home airport to Los Angeles. Third prize, a sleek new GE P7 self-cleaning oven and range. Fourth prizes of GE designer black and white TV sets. Six fifth prizes of Charmglow outdoor barbecues. And 1,000 sixth prizes of Schilling gourmet spice racks. Why don't you get your official entry blank and full Spice Takes details wherever Schilling products are sold? There is no purchase required. Pick up your entry blank the next time you are at the store.
Your airplane circles the Golden Gate. You get that feeling of a long time coming day.
And as you're riding into town with the night fog coming down, you've been bewitched and you don't care.
It's the magic spell.
KSFO in San Francisco. It's 12 noon.
We've got it all right on KSFO.
I'll see you in 15 minutes.
This is KSFO News, the 12 noon report. There's finally an administration view of yesterday's historic Supreme Court decision to permit publication of those secret Pentagon papers on the Vietnam War. Attorney General John Mitchell says that despite the ruling, all avenues of criminal prosecution are still open, and that the Justice Department will prosecute all who have violated federal criminal laws in connection with the release of the documents. Meanwhile, the man who admits giving the documents to the press, Dr. Daniel Ellsberg, says he's given some new papers to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, but he considers these too sensitive to be released to the news media. From the House Commerce Committee, a vote to cite the Columbia Broadcasting System and its president, Frank Stanton, for contempt of Congress for refusing to turn over all material used in the CBS documentary, The Selling of the Pentagon. The White House is closely studying the latest peace proposal offered by communist negotiators in Paris. And News Secretary Ron Ziegler says it contains positive as well as clearly unacceptable elements. The communists at the Paris talks say they'll start releasing American war prisoners when the United States starts implementing a timetable for a complete pullout of troops. The wives of two local military men who are prisoners of war in Indochina are blasting congressmen for what they call playing politics with a POW issue, Mrs. William Butler singling out Senators Vance Hartke and Edward Kennedy in her criticism.
Appear to be using the emotional issue of the prisoners, which is becoming more and more, and they appear to be using this to gain support for withdrawal legislation that in really no way guarantees that these men will not in the end be abandoned.
It's 2.5 minutes past the hour of noon, and we'll be right back to our news in just a few seconds.
Hello, this is Dick Van Dyke with the Kodak Singers. Hit it, fellas. Let's work on that. That hurt. While they're practicing, I can use the time to remind you of something else that's a little painful, like having a birthday party for one of your kids and not taking movies of it. Keep working. Now, here's the way to be ready for those special occasions. Get a Kodak Instamatic movie camera. They're so easy to use, you just drop in the film and shoot. And you get really beautiful color movies of your family, even if you've never taken movies before. There are several Kodak Instamatic movie cameras to choose from, starting at less than $35. Just remember the name Kodak, because... fellas...
Kodak makes your pictures come.
You did it. Get a Kodak Instamatic movie camera and show the Kodak Singers how proud you are of them.
A wave of strikes and work stoppages here in the West today. One of the major walkouts involving 15,000 West Coast longshoremen who are off the job at 24 Pacific ports from San Diego to the Canadian border. Thousands of Northern California carpenters and tunnel workers are staying off the job, idling countless other workers. The airporter bus drivers are still out, halting or at least crippling bus service to the San Francisco International Airport. Public employees are on strike against the Oakland Airport and Maritime Port. On the brighter side, a tentative agreement has averted a strike by bus drivers against the AC transit system in the East Bay, and a strike by city employees has been headed off in Berkeley. Elsewhere locally, a milestone for a span. Aaron Edwards reports.
Golden Gate Bridge is now free and clear of indebtedness, making its final payment of over $2,860,000 for principal and interest to pay off the original $35 million loan. According to the general manager, Dale Luring, the loan was so written as to prevent its being paid off earlier, but the bridge always paid for itself and never had any problems making the payments. I asked Luring if this now means we can cross free.
No, unfortunately. All of the surpluses will be devoted toward the new buses and the ferries and bridge improvements. About $14 million of the present surplus will be needed out there for the repairs to the bridge, the new cable, suspender ropes, and the bypass roadway. Then the other $9 million will be devoted for the new buses and ferries.
Hot words over polluted air. Bob Holmes has that story from San Francisco.
California's Air Resources Board, so-called watchdog agency on smog, is being sued by the Environmental Defense Fund, joined by the Sierra Club and four peninsula scientists and citizens. Attorney William Wigert says the state board, on the advice of Attorney General Evel Younger, claims it cannot regulate lead content of gasoline in order to meet its own limit of lead in the air, that it's up to local control authorities. This would mean, in effect, says Weigert, that the state board has no enforcement powers of lead regulation.
We want to establish that the Air Resources Board has the power to regulate lead in fuel, and that they have the power to set rules and regulations to implement lead regulation.
6 minutes past the hour of noon. Big holiday weekend coming up, and Sears Big Holiday Weekend Paint Sale is on right now. Yes, this week you can buy Sears exterior interior latex paint at a price you won't believe. This week you can buy 2 gallons of Sears special low-price paint for only $5. That's right, Sears interior and exterior latex paint in white or colors at an unheard-of low price. 2 gallons for only $5. So grab up enough to paint your entire house inside and outside this long holiday weekend. Charge it on Sears Revolving Charge. The sale ends Sunday at 5 p.m. at your nearby Bay Area Sears store. The judge in the Angela Davis case, Richard Arneson, is going to let Miss Davis and her co-defendant, Rochelle McGee, meet with the three so-called Soledad brothers who are charged with killing a prison guard. Attorneys say the meetings are essential to Angela's defense. For the third straight year, California is heading into a new fiscal year without a state budget. But lawmakers are working hard at a new spending program and should have one ready by tomorrow. Governor Reagan is asking civil servants to continue to work, and that they're doing. The beat goes on, and Lloyd Edwards has the story.
There's a little bit of pomp and ceremony here in Oakland as the city and its Board of Education officially installs elected officials. There's a color guard from the Oakland Police Department, a few words from Mayor John Redding, the oath of office for those elected or re-elected to the city council, as well as the swearing-in of the new members of the Board of Education. Following the ceremonies, the usual congratulations, and then it's back to the business of running a city.
Next up, a noontime regular, Larry Diggs.
By the latter half of the 18th century, the American Indian had been squeezed onto tiny reservations, which were more like prisons when you consider the extremely hostile society around him and the fact that he was once free to roam both the North and South American continents if he wished. But the treachery of the white man did not stop there. It seemed that the white man was determined to take every square inch of land, treaties or no treaties.
Up to 1870 or 80, something like that, the Indians lost the land through conquest largely. They sometimes made treaties and they sometimes didn't, but military force was the main thing. Between about 1880 and 1935, they lost a vast amount of land through acts of Congress just taking it away from them.
Richard Collins, one of the attorneys for the California American Indians, went on to give an example of how Congress went about stealing land from the Indians.
The biggest legal method was the so-called Dawes Act, D-A-W-E-S, passed in 1887, and then a lot of auxiliary laws were passed between 1887 and 1920. And the theory of the Dawes Act was that we had to civilize the Indian by making him a farmer, because that was the only civilized thing to be, of course. And so we will take each reservation and we'll count the Indian families and we'll give each one an allotment to farm that's big enough for him to farm, and then we'll just give all the rest of the land to white homesteaders because the Indians don't need it.
Richard then explained how the screwdriver of the Dawes Act worked.
They pass out the land to the Indians as farmers, and after 25 years, the Indians could sell it. And the Indians weren't farmers. They didn't know how to farm, with the exception of those Indians who historically had been farmers. Most Indians had not been farmers. The government didn't provide them with any assist in farming, like giving them tools and training in farming. They just said, this is your farm, go at it, for the most part. And so that was a failure.
If history teaches us anything, it was probably meant to be a failure, because three-fourths of the land that the Indians were left with after the fighting had ceased was taken away by acts of Congress. And don't forget the tricky land speculators. They are still at work. As I said yesterday, the question really isn't a legal one, but rather a moral one. Tomorrow, we will deal with the morality of our attitude toward American Indians. Can you dig it? This is Larry Diggs.
11 minutes past noon is the time, and we'll take a look at the sports in just a few seconds.
Bill's Dahl is telling all America about the wonders of lightly smoked, hand-packed sardines from Norway, and of the great convenience of sardines from Norway during the summer as a quick snack on bread, crackers, and salads. We said not too many people will understand Norwegian, Nils, and he said it didn't matter, he just wanted to get on American radio. Nils says that's an old Norwegian sardine joke, and he hopes you laugh too.
And now all the sports at noon, served up here by Stu Smith.
The Giants pitching staff will have to get tougher than ever in a three-game series that opens this afternoon against the St. Louis Cardinals. The Cards have two of the top four hitters in the National League in their lineup. Joe Torre is leading the National hitters with a .373 average. Lou Brock is fourth at .343. Torre is also among the leaders in runs batted in. Ron Bryant gets the first test for San Francisco pitchers as he chases his eighth win. Al Santorini, a relative newcomer to the Cards from San Diego, is still looking for his first win after four losses so far this year. Game time at Candlestick Park is 1 o'clock. Tickets are available. And the KSFO broadcast of the Giants-Cardinal game begins at 12:40, just a short time from now. The Oakland A's left town on a slightly sour note. The A's losing two or three games to Minnesota to close out their home stand. It still didn't do too much damage to their division lead, which is still a hefty 10 games over Kansas City. The A's open a four-game series with the California Angels tomorrow night. Those four games and three against Chicago make up the A's road trip. Oakland has today off. Kansas City is playing California tonight. That gives the Royals a chance to make up another half game on Oakland if they can beat the Angels. When you get as far as the semifinals at Wimbledon, it's no time to quit because of a bad back. At least that was the reasoning for Tom Gorman as he went ahead with his match against fellow American Stan Smith in today's semifinals. It turned out badly for Gorman as he lost in three sets to Smith. It means that Smith moves on to the finals against defending champ John Newcomb, who hardly worked up a sweat as he beat a very tired Ken Rosewall in the other semifinal match. Smith is the first American to get to the finals since Dennis Ralston did it in 1966, and an American hasn't won the Wimbledon title since Chuck McKinley took it in 1963. The United States also has a chance for a title in the women's doubles as Rosie Casals and Billie Jean King have made it through the final round. A breakdown in communications has apparently arisen between the 49ers and their top draft pick, Tim Anderson of Ohio State. Anderson has reportedly asked the 49ers for his release because he can't come to terms over a contract. Anderson, a virtual unknown on the Ohio State team that produced several All-Americans, has supposedly been offered a $20,000 bonus and a three-year contract, which starts at $17,500 and goes up to $25,000 in its final year. Anderson says the 49ers are refusing to contact his agent, and the agent, a guy named Tony Rizzano, says he's been able to get through to Jack White, the 49ers general manager. I think the best thing young Tim Anderson could do at this point would be to talk to the 49ers himself and bypass the communications breakdown, if one does exist, between the 49ers and his agent. The United States track team, ready to take on the Russians in a world all-star group starting tomorrow at Edwards Stadium, is voicing confidence that it will be victorious. Coach Dave Maggard says his team became even more united when it was learned that Marty Lecoury, Ralph Mann, John Smith, and George Friend all decided to pass up bids to represent the United States in favor of some international meets. The series stands 7-2 for the U.S. men, but Russia has won its two over the last three meetings. That's Sports at Noon. Bill will have more news in just a moment.
This is Pat Patterson of Pat Patterson Cadillac in Oakland. Cadillac has long been recognized as the standard of the world in a motor car. No one questions the judgment of the man who drives a Cadillac. Yet many people are paying for a Cadillac and not driving one. If you talk to Cadillac owners, they will probably tell you that high resale value and low repair costs make the net cost of owning a Cadillac about the same as other so-called lower-priced cars. Many people prefer driving a 1 or 2-year-old Cadillac instead of a new middle-priced car. Cadillac retains its styling, and you can enjoy the comfort and pride of ownership that no other car can give you. Pat Patterson Cadillac in Oakland, Northern California's largest volume Cadillac dealer, also carries the largest selection of previously owned Cadillacs. It will be well worth your while to let us show you how easy it is for you to drive and enjoy a Cadillac. You are probably paying for one anyway. Pat Patterson Cadillac is in Oakland at 24th and Harrison, with our used car lot at 30th and Broadway.
For the noontime stock picture, let's check the Wall Street scene now with Bob Harrington of Dean Witter and Company.
Well, strikes are very much in the news today, including the copper strike. There's also a stock market axiom, don't sell on strike news, and we're seeing that advice played out in Kennecott stock today. On the walkout news, Kennecott is up 0.3 points to 33.25. The stock market, as measured by the popular 30-stock Dow Jones Industrial Average, is also up, but just a bare 1.5 points on light 12 million shares of volume. Advances lead declines by a 7-5 margin, and an average New York Stock Exchange share is up just 8 cents.
And the weatherman pictures more beautiful weather for the Bay Area. Fair skies through tomorrow, except the usual low clouds, and they will drift inland as they've been doing night and morning. The extended forecast calls for more of the same through the weekend. In the Sierra, fair and slightly warmer through tomorrow. And that's KSFO News, the 12 noon report. Bill Hayward reporting. KSFO News is everywhere. And right here is Dan Sorkin.